So someone actually asked me this question last week. Are you allowed to drop a mail in the mailbox 10 minutes before Shabbos? Happens to be this week's Dishur Mishnah Berurah. That's what they're up to. This exact question. Can you give something to the post office? Because you're going to have, presumably, someone take it for you on Shabbos. What about Federal Express or UPS? If you have a next day delivery, overnight delivery, and can you give it to something to them on Friday, which is going to be delivered on Shabbos? So that's the question. So Shulchan Aruch addresses this issue about sending a letter with a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch really says in Reish Mem Zayin that there's a couple of criteria which need to be met. Number one, in order to permit it. Number one is that it has to be katzatz. It needs to be that there's a set price for the service that the non-Jew is performing for you. In other words, it can't be that you're paying him per hour for his work, and then he would be paying him for his work on Shabbos. And the second criteria, there has to be a Beit Doar, there needs to be a post office in the neighborhood. Why? Because if you give a non-Jew a letter and to deliver it to a Jew, and he doesn't find the Jew, so what's he going to do? He's going to walk around all Shabbos trying to find him, and he's going to be doing work for you on Shabbos. But if there's a set postmaster in the neighborhood, so you're gonna deliver it to him, he's gonna bring it to the post office, and the post office will distribute it whenever they want to distribute it. You're not asking them necessarily to do it on Shabbos. You're asking them to get the letter to your friend the Jew. You don't care when it gets there or not. So presumably in a case, we're not talking about Federal Express yet, let's just talk about regular mail. You put something in the mailbox, how would that fit into these criteria? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say this should be fine. And he says, even if the post office, or the mailman, comes to your door and you give him your mail Friday afternoon, even if he says, oh yeah, I'll make sure it gets there tomorrow on Shabbos, that's not your problem. He's doing it by his own volition. You're not telling him, bring it tomorrow on Shabbos. He's just taking it, so it's fine. Less one, but you don't have to worry. Kevin Shai Yisrael will amr zeh. The Jew didn't tell him to do it. Ve'ene Yehudi adai du denav she'kavid b'shul skirusa. The mailman is doing it based on his own will. Not your problem. It's totally permitted. However, there's one important caveat. You're not allowed to tell him to do it on Shabbos. In other words, I can't direct him, says the Mishnah Berurah. It says you're not allowed to tell him that he is going to do it on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch speaks this out as well. And Mishnah Berurah says, v'chlazu shekor nachshav postmaster. If you have a postmaster, everything is fine, as long as you don't tell him to bring it on Shabbos. Once you tell him to bring it on Shabbos, then you run into a different problem, which we'll get to at the end about the Federal Express, when you're telling him to deliver it overnight mail on Shabbos. But if you put something in a mailbox Friday afternoon, seemingly there should be no problem. The Aruch HaShulchan himself speaks this out. He says, nowadays, bebatei doar hakavuim b'memshala, we have post offices which are set up in every b'chol medina, every city. He says, adavar pashut, it's obvious, shemutr laniach mechtavim v'chafetzim umos b'arav Shabbos kodim chashechem. Drop it off 10 minutes before Shabbos at the post office, totally okay. Why? Because you're not paying the post office per hour. You're paying them whatever tax you pay to the government, which gets distributed to the post office, which gets less and less by the year. The government is giving less money to the post office. But whatever money that you're giving, they're getting, which is for their general service. It's not for your, per hour wages. Therefore, it should be katzatz. And since there's a set post office in the neighborhood, we know they're not going to go looking for the Jew on Shabbos. They'll look for it whenever they want. Everything is fine. Okay. However, there is another problem. What's the problem? What's the problem over here?
FedEx.
Oh, FedEx. Before we get to FedEx, I got another problem for you. But first, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says this also, by the way. He says you're allowed to send a mutter with shalshel b'chutzlaretz and chutzlaretz. That should be a hint for the problem. In chutzlaretz, you're permitted to give a michtav l'toch tevas dor b'erev Shabbos. You could drop it in the mailbox. Gam im barsha michtav yuvel umano b'Shabbos. Even if it's going to reach you, it's your next door neighbor. You're returning a wedding invitation to your next door neighbor. You put it in the box, mailbox, Erev Shabbos, 20 minutes before Shabbos. It's going to get to your next door neighbor on Shabbos afternoon. Why, you can't just drop it to your next door neighbor's door? I don't know. But you want to mail it for him? Okay, fine. So that you're down the block. It's going to get to him on Shabbos. Not a problem at all. But what's the problem? What would be a problem?
Israel.
And what about in Chutz Laretz, in Kew Garden Hills, where there's so many Jewish people, and in fact, maybe there's a Jewish mailman. Or maybe in Brooklyn, Flatbush, it says, so maybe this is Ramosha is very bothered by this, that in New York, and in, he says New York and Brooklyn, okay, I don't know, I guess Brooklyn is part of New York, but he says, he named New York or Brooklyn. So you have, I guess New York means Manhattan, but Manhattan and Brooklyn, but so you have all these Jewish people. He says, what are you going to do? He says, even if they're a meat, and the rov are the nachrim, you're basically causing an irreligious Jew to perform work for you on Shabbos. No? So what are you going to do? Rav Moshe says, he says, Mikol makom kevin shal kol panim mitzuyin yehudim she'ovdim sham min haroi lahachmir. You should be machmir. And not mail something Erev Shabbos, it sounds like. If there, you know that your post, your mailman is Jewish, or if there's a good chance, or there's a chance, not a good chance, a chance that he's Jewish. He says, roi lahachmir. But then he says, if you're in the middle of nowhere, he says, if you're in a place, mekomo she'ein mitzuyin yehudim ovdim sham, it's not common to have Jews work for the post office, then it's okay. So I saw some poskim say, I saw someone, Gil's student, who writes a blog online, quotes from my Rebbe, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, after, you know, confirm this is true, that nowadays, this wouldn't be applicable, because really Jews don't work for the post office very often. The chance that it's a Jew working for the post office is probably so small, insignificant, it's where Moshe ends and says, a miut chain or mutzli. If it's the middle of Idaho, the chance that it's a Jew doing it is probably pretty, pretty small. So therefore, and even in New York nowadays, the chance that it's going to be a Jew doing it is not such a big chashash. Therefore, even Rav Moshe would say it is okay. And the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa would seem to confirm as well. Interestingly, the Rav Braun in his Sefer, the Shari Mitzvah and Ba'alacha, seems to say, even if there's a chance there's a Jew, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because he says, Afkasheish Yisraelim imagoyim ovdim biyachad. Even if you have Jews working together with non-Jews in the post office, you could assume that the guy did it. And that suffix that the guy did it is enough of a heter. He says you don't even have to worry. Even if it's in Flatbush, you're fine. That would be a big heter. So now we get to your problem. What about Federal Express? So you overnight something Friday afternoon, you know what's going to happen? It's going to get there on Shabbos. So what's the heter? Is there a heter at all? So some poskim, many poskim answer it. However, I saw in the Yisod, the Yishurin and the Minchas Yitzchak, they want to be Mako. So what's the reason, or they suggest you could be Mako? So what are the three reasons why you could be Mako? Yeah?
That's if you're selling it to another Jew or a non-Jew?
You assume another Jew. But a non-Jew is going to be delivering it, right? UPS.
But you're waiting for the extra fee
you pay for it. You pay for it, of course. So it's Shabbos. You're paying on Shabbos. Right. So your mom is paying for Shabbos work. How is it mutter? Oh, maybe it's not. The non-Jew is not okay. I hear maybe. Let's assume it's sending it to a Jew. Let's say I'm sending it to a Jew first. Even if a non-Jew, you're still hiring a non-Jew to work for you on Shabbos.
We're not only working for you.
Oh, excellent. So heter number one, first of all, is that it's a fee for the service. Right. You're not paying him per hour. So that's first. That's in our favor. Check one. Check two, in our favor, is that he's going there anywhere. Don't think you're so special that when you send something to Kansas that he's going to deliver your letter privately. He's taking your letter or your package together with 800 or 8,000 or 800,000, whatever, to Kansas and delivering it with them. So therefore, his trip that he's doing, his work that he's doing on Shabbos is not primarily for you. That's heter number two, and if you combine it, third issue is a very controversial heter, is it's not really Amira la'akum. It's Amira la'amira la'akum. Because the guy that you tell, that you drop off the package, he ain't going himself on the plane and delivering your letter in Kansas City. What's he doing? He's going to tell another guy, 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 and eventually it's going to be delivered by some guy in Kansas from a truck, right? So it's Amira, 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 and therefore, because of that, there's a lot more room to be make of. Mishnah Berurah talks about Hefsid Meruba. If there's going to be a great loss involved by Amira, Amira, perhaps there's room to be lenient. But finally, the Minchas Yitzchak says something very fascinating, which he ends, which is very, very controversial. He says the real reason to be make of is because FedEx, they don't really do what they're supposed to do. He says, when they tell you it'll be overnight mail, then a lot of dafka, it's going to get there overnight. That's what he writes. And he says, because of that, you don't necessarily know it's going to get there on Shabbos. When you put overnight, you know what you really think? We'll get there in the next day or two or three. Now, problem is that Halacha L'maisa, in this new Sefer I've been reading from the past few weeks, Commerce and Shabbos, he says, that doesn't apply nowadays. Our FedEx works pretty well, right? You can get sued if you don't, if you have a, especially as a lawyer in the court, if you have to deliver something to court and you do something on the other side and you serve them and you expect overnight service, you expect it to get there the next day. Sometimes there are court deadlines based upon that. So he writes, with today's shipping methods, it is highly questionable if this heter would currently apply. He says the most common method also, he says, today anyway, listen to this chumrah, he says, nowadays it's not like you're telling the guy in UPS who tells someone else, who tells someone else, who tells someone else. You know what happens when you drop something off at UPS? You are personally commanding UPS as an entity to deliver that letter. So that's everyone. It's not like you're telling the guy behind the counter to deliver it to someone else, to deliver it to someone else. You are commanding UPS, every single employee of UPS, to make sure that gets there. So you can't say, Amira, 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 Amira. So what's the etza? The best etza is, I was thinking about this. He says, so he suggests, give it to a ship or drop stop. Box and ship, I never heard of these places. Or drop stop, which is like, not directly. So you give it to them, and then they'll give it to UPS. So I was thinking, I don't know if this is a good head, there is my own thought, just give it to your secretary. If you ask your secretary to fill out the UPS, and then she drops it into UPS, so then it's Amira wa Amira. I'm asking my secretary to take care of it. She is giving it to UPS, so then it's Amira wa Amira. I don't know if that works, if she's an employee for you. Assuming it's going to a Jew, but even if it's going to a non-Jew.
Asking you, I need this package on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You have to do this Amira wa Amira. You have to do it a dub, you know, Amira wa Amira. If it's a Hepsin Maruba, there's room to be Mekel. Otherwise, if you could push it off to Sunday, try to push it off to Sunday. Shkoyach.